Good evening, my name is Mike Murley, and welcome to WPKN's Mic Check, coming to you in WPKN every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Welcome to everyone listening at 89.5 FM on your radio dial. Welcome to everyone streaming live or tuning in to our podcast at WPKN.org. Each week on Mic Check, one of our diverse roster of hosts present a wide range of topics for discussion, focusing on global, national, and regional issues and their effect on our local community. Just as the phrase mic check was used to mobilize people to create a human microphone during the Occupy movement, this weekly program seeks to amplify our community's many voices and bring them to the airwaves. Mic check is followed on WPKN at 6 p.m. by another exciting public affairs program, the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. I'm joined in the studio this evening by Bill Krupenbacher, who is co-chair of Project Connect, which is an annual event to help connect adults, families, and youth to local resources and social services here in the Bridgeport community. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you so much for being here. Before we get started, I just want to say that I got involved with Project Connect last year through being a public ally, AmeriCorps member. And the nonprofit organization here in Bridgeport that I worked for, which was called Supportive Housing Works. And so I'm very grateful to have been there, but also to have been able to get involved with Project Homeless Connect last year. So Bill, first, could you describe what Project Connect is, and could you talk about how you first got involved?
Yes. Project Connect is roughly 12 years. This will be our 12th. Event. It's a one-day event at University of Bridgeport, and it's this year it's on July 25th. I got involved with Project Connect. Actually, it was called Project Homeless Connect back in 2006 when I worked at St. Vincent's, and I was a housing coordinator, and I was asked to start participating in the pre-planning and planning stages of the event. And my role at St. Vince's was in the residential program, where my main focus was to get housing for people that were homeless. So I did that for a good number of years. The event itself originally started out in San Francisco, where there is a very large, large city compared to Bridgeport. And they had a very large homeless population. So that program that started the expanding throughout the country. And so it's here in Connecticut. We are not a 501c3 or nonprofit agency here in Connecticut. We're a bunch of good-hearted working people that just volunteer and care about the community. So that's where myself and other people, that's our investment, which is feeding the spirit of Bridgeport and trying to make a positive change and help to help so many people.
And you've personally been involved for, you said this is your 12th year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk about how, in the past 12 years, the event has evolved in different ways? Because I can imagine it's
sure.
It's gone through a lot of changes.
It has gone through some. And the first few years, we were located at the United Congregational Church here in Bridgeport, and we pretty much had the basement of the church and part of the first floor and second floor, so it was kind of fragmented how we were set up. And it worked great for a couple of years, but the positive outcome of the event is that we were expanding with people. We averaged roughly about 300, sometimes 400 people for this one-day event. And so what we were able to do was through the graciousness, I guess, of the University of Bridgeport, we've been able to use the Wheeler Recreational Facility and have this very large gymnasium where we have everybody on one floor. It's easy for people that need simplified access because of disabilities. And last year, we have I was able to locate the health services or health screenings at the Mandeville Hall, which is across the street. So that gave everybody some level of privacy because we wanted to be sure that everybody felt, that their needs were met and they were they felt that they were giving respect and. We wanted to make sure that they were comfortable in sharing their information in a very private manner. So that's pretty much where it kind of evolved to. But as I said, the population that we've been serving has been growing. So UB or University of Bridgeport has been just wonderful in their support.
And you mentioned folks feeling comfortable and safe to come out and to have their needs met. And for me, it really, when I think about the event last year, which is the only time that I, it was my first time getting involved. It was just so powerful, looking around and seeing all the organizations in one room, and just kind of seeing. Seeing that that type of collaboration, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about some of the needs that folks are,
yes,
are trying to get met at Project Homeless Connect, or Project Connect?
Yes, this year we're going to have the Department of Aging for Senior Services, which will help people that have needs as a senior. We're going to have some employment assistance, which will be a few agencies like Bridge House and Kennedy Center and Connecticut Workplace will be there. And this year, we're going to have the Mercy Learning Center to help people with getting information on GED education and even English Secondary Language or ESL service that will be provided. We have housing information will be provided by Alpha Community and Salvation Army. Haircuts, we give out free haircuts, and they're going to be provided by Bubba. And everybody who knows Bubba knows he gives great haircuts. We're going to have youth services, and we'll even have a children area for people to play. And this year we're going to have an immigration service information, which will be able to... which will be able to help people that have issues regarding their status. Veteran Services will be there, Bridgeport Neighborhood Trust, and of course University of Bridgeport will be there as well to talk about what services they provide to the community. Well, a lot of people think that UB is just a classroom, but they do provide a lot of different services, which is a real positive impact. The wonderful Bridgeport Rescue Mission will be providing lunches. We're going to have the Farmers Market and a group called Cook and Grow will be there. So there's a consortium of different agencies, and this is just a few of the agencies that are going to be there that I mentioned. We will be giving out free backpacks. It'll have inside of them, we'll have a bunch of personal hygiene items. And, of course... we're going to have raffles, which will be pretty much food and bus token gift cards. So as many as we can collect, that's what we will be raffling off to the people that show up. The health screen services will be like a glucose. We're going to have Hep C, HIV, and a few other things that'll be provided.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Okay.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, streaming around the world on the web and available in podcast form at WPKN.org. The name of this program is Mic Check, and I'm Mike Murley. I'm here in the studio with Bill Krupenbacher, co-chair of Project Connect, which is an annual event right here in Bridgeport to help connect adults, families, and youth to local resources and social services in the community. And we are also joined now by Yolanda Stinson, who has been involved with Project Connect as well for a number of years. Yolanda, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Sorry if there was a little mix-up. I know this place can be tricky to find sometimes.
It sure was.
Sorry about that.
The kids were counting down.
Uh-oh. Okay, so Yolanda, could you talk about how you first got involved in Project Connect?
I am a part of a group called Community Messengers. We are residents from all over Bridgeport. We represent each side of Bridgeport and the diversity of Bridgeport. It's been in effect for 8 or 9 years. I've been there for 7. We come together once a month and receive information that's relevant to everyone in our city, and we take it back to our communities. We that's how we got involved with Project Homeless Connect. We do a thing called free hugs. We give out hugs, and you get a sticker. And everyone looks forward to the community messengers and their hugs. It's the biggest, one of the biggest. That's the biggest one we do all year. Biggest event. We actually go around. We go to conferences. Wherever we go, we give out the hugs. We want people to know about community messengers. And it's been replicated in Norwalk as well. I believe Torrington. I know they were going to do it. I'm not sure if they got it going. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I remember getting an awesome hug from you last year.
Yeah, everybody loves those hugs.
Yolanda gives out awesome hugs.
That's what we do.
So, Yolanda, and I'm going to ask the same question to you, Bill, right after. Mm-hmm. Are there any specific interactions, experiences, moments, people that you reached at a Project Connect event anytime since you've first gotten involved? Anyone that stands out? I'm sure there's many that stand out to you, but are there any that you can recall right now that you know that can really speak to the power of this event?
There are a lot of them, but there's one who sticks out, Mr. Smith. And he was homeless. He was homeless for a while. And through BNT, he got a new apartment on Stratford Avenue. And it's awesome. And he would come there every year. It's like, I know him personally. And to see someone go from homeless to just doing wonderful, and he's doing big things, which is great. Him, yes, but there are a lot of them who really look forward to it every year. They look forward to us. They got to see the community messengers, but they also know that some of us, myself included, were formerly homeless, and it's better to give back. Today is a better feeling, and I love it. A girl hit me up, Tasha Newton. I don't know if you're out there. She hit me up, and she wanted to know when was Project Homeless Connect. And I let her know it's the 25th. She was like, oh, God, I'm so glad I got in touch with you. And that was through Facebook. So we reach the masses. They know who we are. We know who they are. I mean, we'll see them in the street, and they'll be like, hey, Yolanda, that's the lady with the hugs. So it's the greatest feeling. It's just so wonderful.
That's awesome. And you've been involved for 5 years, you said?
I think it's 5 years. It's about five. 5 or 6, yeah. My grandson was little. He's 12. So, yeah. He was in, 5 years. And it's awesome. It's the feeling of giving back. We have fun all day with the people. It's a long day, but I love the way I feel. And community messengers, the same. We do it every year. Every year. Everyone looks forward to it. And that's a good thing because it's all about Bridgeport and our community.
That's awesome. Bill, are there any moments that stand out to you?
Yes, there are a few. I'll share two. The first one is, this was a few years ago. There was a woman that came to the event, and I guess she had some She had a traumatizing experience, and when she was at the event, it just plagued her so much that she came over to me and said, "I need some help." And I was able to bring her over to where St. Vincent's, the behavioral health table was, and they were able to help her get into, they get some treatment. So they went. She went directly from the event right to the facility to have her needs met, which to me was a very powerful experience. The one event, or the other item or event I want to share with you, and this moved me more than probably anything else, was that Project Homeless Connect, or now Project Connect, we're going to have a coat drive in October. Now, I know the event on next Tuesday, the 25th, we're not having coats, but we will have one in October. And this was a few years ago. I remember giving a man a coat. And while I stood there handing him this coat, you could see the tears coming out of his eyes down his face. And as simple as that sound as a coat, to that man, it meant the world. You know, in that moment, and it just really penetrates your heart to see something like that. And, you know, I think a lot of us that participate in this event and all the other wonderful social services that are here in Bridgeport and other communities as well, you do it because there's an inner passion, a drive to help people. And sometimes when you see how your efforts directly impact somebody, it has such a profound effect upon yourself. So there's so many wonderful things about working in the social human services that you don't find in the textbook or people talk about, you know, in the newspapers. Okay.
Thank you both for sharing those stories.
Mm-hmm.
That was really powerful. And it made me think about how powerful it is that all these organizations and agencies are coming together for this one event every year. Yolanda, can you talk about the importance and the role of collaboration in Project Connect?
It's amazing to see so many services, so many different social services come together, and not only social services. Bubba at headquarters. Bubba's been here, I think, as long as I've been here. And it's amazing where we can all come together, volunteers, everyone volunteers, but it's all about the passion for Bridgeport, the passion for our community, passion for the citizens. Some aren't as fortunate. And I couldn't do anything any better than what I do besides connect with Homeless Connect. And one day I'd love for it to just be Project Connect. And we don't have the homeless population, just helping people in need, which is so, so awesome. And without every one of us at that table, it would never work. It's the best thing to have collaboration.
And you touched on a good point that this year it is Project Connect and not Project Homeless Connect, which last year for the 11th year is Project Homeless Connect. And this year number 12 of the same event with a lot of the same folks at the table, mm-hmm. there was a deliberate decision to change the name from Project Homeless Connect to Project Connect. Bill, could you talk a little bit about that name change?
Yes. Several years ago, the state and the various communities were wanted to reduce homelessness in Connecticut, and through the efforts of many different organizations, not only, you know, getting the word out and getting a lot of developers and landlords that understood that, you know, what this population is dealing with, have really rallied to support to reduce homelessness. So much that it's been wonderful, because last year's event, we had a lot of people, but the ones that really, really were homeless was maybe like 10% compared to what we were used to in previous years. So what we've decided to do this year and going forward is, you know, let's open it up to everybody. All right. And with the still intent, if you're homeless, we're going to still provide you whatever your needs are. But there's so many people that are not classified as homeless because they're either what they call couch surfing, they're in a shelter, okay, or they're somewhere where they have a roof and they can sleep out, you know, they can sleep at night in safety, all right? But that's not really a great way to live. You want your own place or a place with your family. And so we said, you know, let's open it up. So this year, that's why the effort was to say, okay, what are we going to do? So we decided to call it Project Connect because we want to connect with the community. That means everybody.
You're listening to WPKN 89.5 FM in Bridgeport, streaming around the world, and available in podcast form at WPKN.org. The name of this program is Mic Check, and I'm Mike Murley. I'm here in the studio with Bill Krupenbacher, co-chair of Project Connect, and Yolanda Stinson from the Community Messengers, and a Bridgeport resident, and someone who's been involved with Project Connect for 5 years, and has played a crucial role at this event. So we were just talking about the name change, about how for the past 11 years, this annual event to provide services to community members in need was called Project Homeless Connect. And this year there was a shift and a name change. And this year it's known as Project Connect to open it up. And in Bill Krupenbacher's words, to open it up and serve anyone, serve the community. And so just to shift gears now, we have about 7 minutes left. I'm really interested to know your vision, not just for the future of Project Connect, but for the city of Bridgeport, for Bridgeport as a community. So I was wondering if you could start first, Yolanda.
My vision for Bridgeport is one to stop the violence. Of course, because it just touched me personally recently, last week. But I'd like to see more affordable housing because I'm originally from Norwalk and I moved here like 40 years ago because Bridgeport was affordable. Yes, they're building. Yes, we're building up. But we're forgetting that there are people, the working poor. And the United Way calls us Alice. We live paycheck to paycheck and barely survive. I'd love to see where someone like me, who can afford an apartment and live, I don't want to always live in the inner city. I'd like to live in the North End or somewhere nice. And I wish that for all of us. I don't want to see Bridgeport going the way of Stamford and my hometown, Norwalk, where we're priced out. Bridgeport does a good job. We have the services and we reach out all the time. There's a lot of things available. But we don't want to forget that the working poor need to be able to live, want to live downtown in all of the new growing residential areas. But don't forget that everyone is not making $20, $25 an hour. A lot of people are living on SSI or Social Security. I want to see us all have a place to live. I don't want to see people living on the street. That's the big change from Project Homeless Connect to just Project Connect, so we can just put everyone in touch with everything there is. I want to see us grow as a community together, not together but separate or separate here, like because you're a little bit better off than the next. I just want to see it grow. And I want us to all be able to say, we came to Project Connect. I started here in any aspect of their life to be able to look back, and then they come back and give back. I think that's what we look for. I think that's like the best thing. They come and volunteer. I just want Bridgeport to come together. Make sure we all have a chance to live. Landlords, take a chance sometime. You property management, take a chance because they want to check your background. And as we know, a lot of our backgrounds aren't squeaky clean, but we want someone to give us that chance. That's my wish for Bridgeport.
Thank you, Yolanda. Bill?
Well, I had to write down my vision. Yolanda, thank you. That was very nice. I see Bridgeport. It's a vibrant city, having endless opportunities for growth and prosperity. And that includes everybody. I think Bridgeport is rich in its location, its businesses, sports teams, concerts, colleges, and even has a wonderful zoo. Most important, what makes Bridgeport a wealthy city is its people. And that's the one thing I really want people to know. The people in this town are just amazing. Just because someone is poor doesn't mean they're any less than anybody else, and they're not more than anybody else. We're all equal. And I love the idea of giving back. So many people, I mean, you have to remember, we live in Fairfield County, Connecticut. We are one of the richest communities in the world. And Bridgeport just happens to be in Fairfield County that just doesn't have the resources that other towns have. But we've got great people here. So I want to invite everyone to visit our city and experience the greatness we offer. Real estate is affordable if you're looking to buy. The community social services are endless. Business is growing. And to the listening public, we ask you to become part of our city future. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Yolanda. If someone is listening right now and wants to get involved to donate or volunteer, what should they do?
Well, I would tell them to contact United Way of Bridgeport if they want to make a donation. For information, they could email projectconnect2017@gmail.com. Again, that's projectconnect2017@gmail.com.
And if someone is in need of services or resources, could you give the information on the event again?
I would say that the best thing to do if you have an immediate need is to call 211, which is the state information line, right? And they will be able to direct you to whatever services you need.
Okay, and before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about Project Connect?
It's the best. It is the absolute best. Come out. You don't have to act like you want to get a service. Just look at what we do. Look at the happiness. Look at the kids in the kids zone who are face painting and all this good stuff. We get people to do all these things voluntarily. And it's amazing.
I'm getting goosebumps thinking.
Me too.
Because you are. There's going to be, we have every year, well, for the last several, a prayer tent. The spiritual aura at the Wheeler Rec Center is very hard to describe. I think everybody walks around with goosebumps. There's just an aura there that everybody is just so uplifted because we're all on the same wavelength of providing some sort of service to people in need. And if you've never experienced it, it's something like a spiritual revival without music, because it's all inner.
Exactly.
You experience it inside, right?
All the smiling faces. Everyone is smiling. Everyone.
Yes. And Yolanda has great smile to go along with that awesome hug that she gives. So come out for the hug and see the smiles.
Bill Krupenbacher, Yolanda Stinson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
for being here tonight to talk about Project Connect. It was awesome meeting you both through last year's event, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again this year. Thank you for all you're doing to try to make life better for everyone in the community that's in need. And again, Project Connect will be happening at the University of Bridgeport on July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with registration at Mandeville Hall at 230 Park Avenue. This has been Mike Check, and I'm Mike Murley. Please tune in next week next Sunday at 5:30 p.m. for another episode.
From the KPFK studios in Southern California,
it's the Ralph Nader Radio Hour. Stand up.